Introductory Remarks, Russell M. Nelson.
Thank you, Brother Holmes, for your important message. Dear brethren, we deeply miss President Thomas S. Monson and Elder Robert D. Hales. Yet we all press on in the work of the Lord. I'm very grateful for each man who bears the holy priesthood. You are the hope of our Redeemer, who desires that every man might speak in the name of God the Lord, even the Savior of the world. He wants all of his ordained sons to represent him, to speak for him, to act for him, and bless the lives of God's children throughout the world to the end, that faith also might increase in all the earth. Some of you serve where the church has been established for generations. Others serve where the church is relatively new. For some, your wards are large. For others, your branches are small and distances are great. Regardless of your individual circumstances, each of you is a member of a priesthood quorum with a divine mandate to learn and to teach, to love and to serve others. Tonight, we announce a significant restructuring of our Melchizedek priesthood quorums to accomplish the work of the Lord more effectively. In each ward, the high priests and the elders will now be combined into one elders quorum. This adjustment will greatly enhance the capacity and the ability of men who bear the priesthood to serve others. Prospective elders will be welcomed in and fellowshipped by that quorum. In each stake, the stake presidency will continue to preside over the stake high priest quorum. But the composition of that quorum will be based on current priesthood callings, as will be explained later. Elder D. Todd Christofferson and Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles will now teach us more about these important adjustments. These modifications have been under study for many months. We have felt a pressing need to improve the way we care for our members and report our contacts with them. To do that better, we need to strengthen our priesthood quorums to give greater direction to the ministering of love and support that the Lord intends for his saints. These adjustments are inspired of the Lord. As we implement them, we will be even more effective than we have ever been previously. We are engaged in the work of Almighty God. Jesus is the Christ. We are his humble servants. God bless you, brethren, as we learn of and do our duty. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.